This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And show me your playlist and I can tell your age. That's right. Not by the number of artists or the age of the artists or if you know the difference between the fifth dimension and One Direction. It's when you stopped updating. That's right. Odds are your little personal archive stopped taking in new material when you turned 33. No, the greatest hits of Pearl Jam purchased last year does not count. The remastered Heart and James Taylor tracks are just nostalgic reflex motions from a dying musical organism, folks. Compiled data from U.S. Spotify users found that at age 33, people stop discovering new music and say things like, Prince is really edgy. I love modern stuff like Counting Crows and Belinda Carlisle. Name something you discovered after you turned 33. Come on.
Hi, this is Charlie Evan calling from Concord, Massachusetts. It's true that I don't get that much new music in my life. I'm 53. But a lot of times the new music I do get is actually things that I heard on NPR. For example, I heard a short concert from Courtney Barnett, who's a singer-songwriter from Australia, that I thought was fantastic. I love you, I hate you, I'm on the fence, it all depends
whether I'm up or down, I'm on the bench, transcending all reality. I'm 62, and I never stop looking for new music or music that's new to me. My favorite and best recent discovery, The Bamboos.
From Brighton, Michigan, Janelle Monáe was new to me. I became a fan this year at 53.
Hi, this is Shelley in Michigan. Anything after Katy Perry's Roar pretty much fails to catch my 40-something interest anymore. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
Now, see, I have four teenagers and a five-year-old. In our house, we do Kanye, Katy, Pitbull, Beyonce, Rihanna, all in one minivan.
Hi, this is Kevin Sutton from Dallas, Texas. I'll never stop discovering new music, but then again, I'm a professional musician. I just this week discovered the Bright Light Social Hour. I'm 51 years old, and I try to buy new music by a new band every week, on vinyl, of course.
Hi, this is Holly in Portland, Oregon. I love the question about rediscovering music. Our latest finding, David Jenkins from South Africa in Johnny Clegg's footsteps. Well, sort of. I dance with the
trees and the African. Lawrence, Massachusetts doesn't buy this theory. Definitely not. As a college professor, I am constantly exposed to new and different music through my students. But then there are those who hear something once, and that's all she wrote. From Sunnyvale, California, the last piece of new music I discovered was the Chicago Symphony Orchestra playing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I was 12 at the time. Sir George Schulte conducting the Chicago Symphony. That is a classic. I'll give him that. Did you stop discovering new music a long time ago, or are you still discovering it? Tell us what new tunes are playing in your earbuds at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.